Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, October 30, 2022, second class, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of the Scriptures to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Again, Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, "And not only this, but also we keep on glorying in our sufferings." Suffering for blessing, because we, spiritually adult believers, we know that suffering for blessing produces courageous endurance. And courageous endurance produces or brings about proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness. And proven character, demonstrated grace righteousness, brings about hope, confidence, absolute confidence in God and His Word. And hope never disappoints, because love for God, virtue love, has been poured out in our hearts by the agency of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, and the teaching ministry of the Spirit, who was given to us, to all church-age believers at salvation, the universal indwelling of God, the Holy Spirit. And we are looking at one final part of suffering here before we move on to the next paragraph of Romans. Applications of suffering for blessing to both living and dying. And we noted point one that there is suffering for blessing on a limited scale for those believers. When someone judges you, maligns you, slanders you, gossips about you, whether what they are saying is true or not isn't the issue. It's just that whenever you are the one who is being judged and maligned and slandered, you're the one that's going to get some blessing out of this. And those people, I'll tell you right now, don't ever, ever go there. You want to get kicked in the patootie, not by me, by God, then you just gossip, malign, slander, judge another believer or someone else. You do that, you're going to get clobbered. One of my best friends, a pastor who is now in heaven, Andy Todd, we used to get together and go hunting. We hunted turkeys. Not people, but we hunted antelope, we hunted deer. It was always fun riding with Andy. We were on the exact same page, and we'd be going along, and then he would say, we'd talk about something and start to say something about, you know, socialist, liberal, something. And he goes, I better stop right now. I don't want to get whacked by the Lord upside the head. Life's too short. Don't ever get involved in sins of the tongue, maligning, slandering, judging, gossiping, because God hates any of that, and you will come under divine discipline. And the person that you malign and judge and slander, no matter whether what you say is true or not, they're going to get some blessing out of it. And I've been having a lot of blessing, and I just want to know which one of you have been doing the judging and slandering and maligning. Thank you very much. Nothing is greater than suffering for blessing, because it determines your greatness in life. We saw this with the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 11:23-29. God's plan is for you to live and to use His grace and His power, His word, in times of suffering, and to have blessing and tranquility in the greatest problems and difficulties of life. We noted Psalm 23, verse 4, the 23rd Psalm, written by spiritually mature believer David. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I cannot fear evil. That's literally what it says. I cannot fear evil, for you are with me. Occupation with Jesus Christ. David is a spiritually mature believer who is occupied with Jesus Christ, sharing the happiness of God. And he's writing this. Here he is, the king of Israel. By the way, the greatest king that they've ever had. The greatest king in Israel's history, David. And he had suffering. He had a son, Absalom, who was a believer, but a believer who was making bad decisions and in reversionism, living in Satan's cosmic system. He started a conspiracy and a revolution, and he drove his father out of power. And David had to flee for his life, and he did. He fled to the desert, and all of his material wealth and possessions were left back in the palace. Absalom took over all of those things. There were some loyal friends that went with him and establishment troops that went with him, and they were out in the desert. They had nothing except the clothes on their back. And yet he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I cannot fear evil, for you are with me. Dying is considered to be the ultimate in suffering. Once you understand the plan of God, teaches you how to die, and how to die with honor and virtue, with happiness, then you will also learn how to live. Let's amplify this with some points. One, if you know how to die, then you know how to live. If you know how to die, then you know how to live. So a question, do you have the ability to know how to die well? Because dying is an index of how well you lived. And I understand the rapture could take place and we won't be in that dying generation. But personally, for me, for each one of you, I hope you all die. In the best. I hope you enjoy the privilege of dying grace. I expect all of you, you're enlightened congregation, you've grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know Him, you love Him. For you, living is Christ, and if living is Christ, dying is profit. And you're looking forward to that. You know it's all taken care of. And of all the great blessings that God pours out on you while you're living, when it comes time for your dying, those blessings will be even greater than the blessings you had while you were living. And the spiritually adult believer understands that. So dying is an index of how well you live, too. So there is no fear of death for the winner believer. The winner believer has no fear of death. Because death is not your problem, but simply a matter of how the sovereignty of God has decided that you will come home to heaven with Him. He's the one in charge of that. And you know that. You know God. You know the essence of God. And therefore, there is no fear of death for the winner believer, because death is not your problem, but simply a matter of how the sovereignty of God has decided that you will come home to be with Him. He's already got it all figured out, planned out. And God will give every believer enough time in life to learn how to die. 3. Just as your life can be full of tranquility and happiness, so can your death be. Remember, your life is made up of two parts, the living phase and the dying phase. Just as your living phase can be full of tranquility and happiness, and that's why the mantra for Upland Bible Church is Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving. And if you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you'll have Christmas every single day, not once a year. If you only have Christmas once a year, I feel sorry for you. You ought to have Christmas every single day. And every time we stopped going to restaurants during the COVID period, about 2 years there, we didn't go anywhere, and Debbie was ready to die. She was cooking, everything. Well, now we're going to restaurants again, and we are going back. Fun for us, because we're going back, and the waiters, we go to these fabulous restaurants, and the waiters are still there, same ones. And as soon as I saw, we went and saw Augustine at Echo and Rig, and as soon as I saw him, I took his hand, and I said, "Merry Christmas, Augie." And he just lit up. Merry Christmas. Nobody ever says that when they go to a restaurant when it's Halloween. The first thing he said was, "That nice mask you have on." Not that funny, Jones. Eh? Your mask is pretty damn good too. I mean, anyway. So just as your living can be full of tranquility and happiness, Merry Christmas and Thanksgiving every single day, so can your death be. In God's plan, there is just as much happiness in dying as in living. There is pain in both many times. So the issue is not pain. That has nothing to do with it. The issue is your spiritual growth, from living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. 4. David calls death a shadow because he wasn't actually dying at the moment. It was something coming in the future. So David called death a shadow. He wasn't actually dying at the moment. It was something that was going to take place in the future. He knew that. David was a spiritually mature believer, and therefore he knew how to live. Even when suffering from the Absalom revolution, David recognized that his banishment to the deserts to be suffering for blessing. 5. David also had true courage, for he could not fear anything. He had true courage, for he could not fear anything. It wasn't a matter of choosing to not fear or to try to bolster up his courage. He couldn't fear. He couldn't fear. He had occupation with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was at home in his heart. He was sharing the happiness of God. You can't have that much of the Word of God in your soul and be frightened because of a sudden change of circumstances. And David's change of circumstances was very sudden. 6. The believer who doesn't know how to die doesn't know how to live either. The believer who doesn't know how to die doesn't know how to live either. Seven, since dying is the ultimate in suffering, if you have tranquility and happiness at the thought of dying, then you will have tranquility and happiness in living. Since dying is the ultimate in suffering, if you have tranquility and happiness at the thought of dying, then you will have tranquility and happiness in living. You see, if dying can't get to you, living can't get to you either. 8. Suffering for blessing is designed to teach you how to live and how to die. Suffering for blessing is designed to teach you how to live and how to die. And when you put the two together, it's an unbelievable combination. And the Apostle Paul put the two together. Turn over to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. Here you have the thinking of the greatest believer ever in the church age, the Apostle Paul. And in verse 20 he says, I eagerly expect and have confidence that I will in no way be ashamed, no way be ashamed at the judgment seat of Christ. But I will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life, whether the living part of my life, or by death, the dying part of my life, whether living or dying. Then verse 21, because for me to live Christ, there is no verb in the Greek. I love this in the Greek. When you take the verb out, it makes it very powerful. And what Paul says, for me to live Christ. Living is Christ. That's it. Living is Christ. That's the living faith. And dying, and to die, profit. Gain. Better than living. Profit and gain. So when you put the two together, suffering for blessing is designed to teach you how to live and how to die. Paul learned both. To live as Christ, to die as prophet. And so what do Psalm 23:4, written by David, and Philippians 1:20 and 21, written by the Apostle Paul, what do they have in common? While we live in a world of people, some whom we love and some whom we do not, there are many things in life which we must do for ourselves. And the most basic of them is that no one can live your life. No one can live your life for you, and no one can die for you. In both living and dying, we have to go it alone. So, one, there are certain aspects of living that we must do alone. There are certain aspects of living that we must do alone. Remember, our life is a living phase and a dying phase. Certain aspects of living that we must do alone, suffering, feeling pain, making your own decisions, thinking your own thoughts, establishing your own priorities, and eventually doing your own dying. No one can die for you. You must do your own dying. No one can bear your pain. You must bear your own pain. No one can make your own decision for you. You must make your own decisions. You must establish the priorities for your life. So there are certain aspects of living we must do alone. Suffering, feeling pain, making your own decisions, thinking your own thoughts, establishing your own priorities, and eventually doing your own dying. Two, in learning how to live and how to die, you will have the key to happiness. In learning how to live and how to die, you will have the key to happiness. Three, you can have great happiness and blessing and tranquility in suffering as well as in prosperity. You can have great happiness and blessing and tranquility in suffering as well as in prosperity. Four, the only way to be on top of life in both suffering and prosperity is to be a spiritually mature believer. A winner believer. How do you become a spiritually mature believer? God has given us a unique spiritual life in the church age. He wants us to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. That is, by the power of the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being empowered or filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, walk by means of the Spirit and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. So He wants you to live this unique spiritual life. It's a supernatural way of life. It can only be lived by supernatural power, the power of God, the power of God, the Holy Spirit. So we're commanded, keep on being filled or empowered by the Spirit. Keep on walking or living your life by the agency of the Spirit of God. And then spiritual skill number two, that is to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, consistent and faithful metabolization of the Word of God. And that taking the filling of the Holy Spirit, combining with the teaching ministry of God, the Holy Spirit, in grace perspicacity, and you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And then you fulfill God's plan, will, and purpose for your life. So the only way to be on top of life in both suffering and prosperity is to be a spiritually mature believer, a winner believer, to live this awesome spiritual life God has given us by His power, the power of the Spirit of God, the power of the Word of God in our hearts. Five, being alive and a Christian does not imply that you have the slightest idea as to how to live or how to die. Just because you're alive and just because you're a Christian, you believed in Christ as your Savior, that does not imply that you have the slightest idea as to how to live or how to die. Now, there are a lot of people who have believed in Christ, they're Christians, and they are alive. But they have not grown up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. They have no capacity for life. They have no ability to live and honor and glorify God. They don't know how to live. They don't know how to die. But they'll be in heaven because they place their faith in Jesus Christ. And they have eternal security. So this demands living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and advancing to spiritual maturity. And then you will know and understand everything that God has provided for you to have a fascinating and wonderful life and even greater death. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ever ask or think. See, I didn't lie to you. I finished Romans 5, 1 through 5, the great paragraph on the results of justification. Next Sunday, we go on. We have, in the rest of Romans chapter 5, we have four much more. Chapter 5, 6 through 9, the much more of justification. Chapter 5, 10 to 12, the much more of reconciliation. Chapter 5, 13 to 17, parenthetical much more. Chapter 5, 18 to 21, the much mores of grace. That's coming up for the rest of chapter 5. But chapter 5, the next paragraph, the much more of justification. Chapter 5, verses 6 through 9. That's next week. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.